brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in Austin, and I'm joined in the studio with Jakari Jackson, and we're going to go into overdrive here a little bit. We've got a couple more callers here. We've got Bill, Rob, and Tony. We want to clear out the caller queue because they've been waiting for a while, and we want to know what they think about the JFK commemoration that's going to be happening tomorrow in Dallas and about the censorship that is surrounding that. You know, it seems like, Jakari, the more they censor us and are speaking out, the more they want to know about us at the same time. Mm-hmm. We see these articles on InfoWars today. We have the NHTSA, National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, may mandate that new cars broadcast their location, the number of passengers, their direction, and their speed.
Right.
There we go.
For all the people who don't have navigation and other things in their car, we want to be able to track what you're doing like TomTom does.
That's right. Now, of course, you know, if you've got... If you look at Google, the way they know that they've got Google Maps has information there that shows you when there's traffic congestion and slowdowns in different places. Well, the way they know that is that they're constantly looking at the information from everybody's cell phones, from everybody's TomToms and GPS navigation. That's somewhat anonymous, but they want to know even the number of passengers. In there.
Ridiculous.
They want to know the speed. They want to know everything about you because you are their slaves. And we see this happening. They're mandating these black boxes. That may be perhaps the method by which they're doing this. But we already see in another article from Russia Today that it's called Privacy's Worst Nightmare. It says, company advertises that they have over a billion license plate records. And they have these license plate readers all over the place, and they are collecting the information, correlating the information, saving the information, and just creating a total surveillance web. This is an infrastructure for total tyranny.
Haven't these people ever heard of the Fourth Amendment?
Well, you know, I got to say this just before we go to the call. Back in the 90s, when all of these license plate readers began, and they said, this is going to be a very efficient way to get people through the tolls. They won't have to stop. They won't have to handle money. They'll just be able to drive through and we'll send them a bill. Well, one of the first places that they did it, because they have a very compliant population, was in the Netherlands. And the people there fought against it because they remembered when the Nazis had come through. They kept dossiers. They like to keep records on people, just like the Germans did. You know, there's certain societies, certain cultures where they just love to keep all this information about everybody just because they can do it, I guess. But they had all this information about citizens. They had it on little 3x5 cards, and they were packed so tightly together. They had so many cards packed so tightly. When the German Nazis invaded into the Netherlands, they tried to burn those files, and they couldn't get them to catch fire because they were packed too tightly.
Wow.
So the Nazis got them, and they had dossiers on all this information, political affiliations, you know, who was Jewish, who wasn't, what, anything that they could use. And the Nazis got that and rounded people up. So when they started this license plate reading thing, they said, no, you're not going to do it. Mandated that it be anonymized. Now, of course, you know, governments lie about that. We've been told over and over again that things are anonymous when they aren't really. But they were very, very, very concerned about that. And this is what we see. This is the kind of information that they were keeping at that time on those 3x5 cards is so incredibly primitive compared to what our governments have on us now. They have dossiers on everything. They've got biometric information on all of us. And it's just the worst kind of nightmare we can imagine to wed a totalitarian, paranoid government with this kind of technology. And we've got to get together and we've got to stop this.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, let's go to Phil in Ohio. Phil. You have some information for us, an opinion you'd like to share?
No, maybe just an addendum. You and Jakari were talking about communicating with people, and you guys do a good job. But I got three that I think would counteract what the American people have been dumbed down and brainwashed to use. The first is...
Well, you know what? Hang on there, Phil, because we're coming up to a break. Hang on. We're going to be right back from break, and we'll continue your call. Stay tuned.
An the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When disaster strikes, what will you do when the power goes out and the gas lines go down? Do you have an emergency backup plan in place? Well, Stove in a Can needs to be part of it. Stove in a Can is portable, safe, easy to use, cooks food for hours, and boils water in minutes. Propane tanks are a hassle, and lighter fluid and gas can be dangerous. Don't wait until it's too late. Order yours today for only $29.99 at stoveinacan.com. Special bundle offers available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee at stoveinacan.com.
This month only at Emergency Essentials, get 34% off freeze-dried roast beef. That's a number 10 can with a 25-year shelf life for only $32.99 while supplies last. Ever tried cooking a holiday dinner during an emergency? Try our new Thanksgiving dinner combo. On sale now at 24% off. And the Katadyn Hiker water filter is only $49.99. That's 38% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The low price leader. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David I. filling in for Alex. I'm joined here in the studio with Jakari Jackson, and we have some callers on the line. We wanted to finish out those callers. This is going to be our last segment of the show. We have Rob in Maine, Tony in Michigan, and we were just talking to Phil, and he had 3 points that he was about to make, and I was really anxious to hear those points, but we had to go to commercial break, and he dropped off. So we're going to go to Rob in Maine. Rob, are you there?
Yeah, hi. I hope I don't cut out on you, but the signal's bad here. So do you guys know of the theory about the Greer, the driver, Greer shooting the president?
There are many theories. I've heard that one, but why don't you tell us more about it?
Have you seen the videos, the Zapruder film, and seen that happen?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've seen that.
Subscribe to that, or?
Well, you know, I've heard people say that they thought that the driver shot him, or even that Jackie shot him. There are some out there that I really don't find credible. But that's the point, is that we should have a free and open investigation of this. And just as I was pointing out at one segment, we talked about the spy in the bag that they claim, Scotland Yard claims, after a 3-year investigation that this guy they found dead in a bag, padlocked from the outside, where there's no fingerprints or DNA of his on the outside of the bag, no fingerprints or DNA on the padlock. They claim that he locked himself in and died accidentally. Now, that's just not credible. So when you're doing a murder investigation, there are going to be a lot of theories that come up. People can brainstorm about a lot of things, no matter how absurd they sound. But you have to start ruling out the things that don't make any sense. And I would not, I don't see any evidence looking at the Zapruder film that he was shot by somebody in the car, whether it was a Secret Service guy or whether it was Jackie. I also don't see any evidence that he was shot from the by a lone shooter out of the bank depository or the bank depository. I don't see any evidence of that either. I don't find that to be a credible story. So of all of the conspiracy theories, I find that to be not credible. There are credible stories, and Jim Garrison and others have investigated this, and there's a lot of different theories out there. I encourage people to do their investigation, but the central point is that the government has tried to control this with an absurd narrative from the very beginning, trying to shut down any other theories from the very beginning, and they're still doing it in Dallas today. They're still trying to shut down any free speech, any investigation, any questioning of this official story, no matter how absurd. And that's what we're there about. That's why Alex is there with the crew. That's why he's speaking out against this, because we need to have an open and transparent society. And in order to do that, we need to be able to have openness and transparency in murder investigations of presidents, don't we?
Definitely.
Well, thank you for calling, Rob. Tony in Michigan. Tony, are you there?
Hey, I appreciate you guys going overtime taking my call.
That's fine. What you got?
Well, a couple things. You know, a few people have called in and they bring up, you know, Lee Harvey Oswald couldn't make that shot. And I understand that some of the people were saying, you know, they have experiences, sharpshooters in the military themselves or whatnot. But I think, you know, as a group, maybe stay away from stuff like that because it's kind of subjective and they can put, you know, somebody up there that could make the shot. It's 50 years later, the trees might be different. All that stuff is so subjective and takes you down like the rabbit hole of like, well, could he? When you can look at things like, I believe it was the New Zealand News Service that actually reported Lee Harvey Oswald's name as the assassin before he was arrested, which is the equivalent of the World Trade Center 7 building being reported as falling down by the BBC lady while it was still there behind her in a live shot. And when they tried to cover that up saying it was a loop, the BBC producer blew it and said, no, that was a live shot. So, I think it was New Zealand. It might have been Australia. Alex could probably talk about that tomorrow. But that's a fact. You can look at the time it was put out and say, how is that possible? Right there, there's no debate. It may lead you to questions, but there's no debate that if his name was put out on the other side of the world before he was even arrested in that theater for shooting the police officer, then clearly there was a conspiracy. And then the other thing is, one of the great documentaries I saw, which was kind of put, I don't know who put it together, it's called Bush JFK 2, and it shows you all the connections between the Bush family and the JFK assassination, what went on years later with Gerald Ford and Bush being appointed to the head of the CIA, and I found it interesting, and maybe if St. John Hunt ever comes on again, the one person that his father didn't mention, and all the people he did mention, was George Bush, which is very interesting because, as you know, it was in J. Edgar Hoover's declassified papers that George Bush and E. Howard Hunt flew from Dallas on the evening of November 22nd, 1963, after the assassination, and met with J. Edgar Hoover in private. George Bush denied that it was him, saying, well, that must have been some other George Bush. I was never in the CIA. And then, of course, years later, Warren Commission member Gerald R. Ford appoints him the head of the CIA, which is just all a big coincidence, of course. Again, facts you can look at rather than subjective. And I think there's plenty of facts. They may lead you to questions where theories might have to come in because we don't have the answers. But whether or not Oswald can make the shot, to me, you know, there's plenty of evidence that Oswald wasn't even the shooter in that building, and there was one in there. So I believe there's somewhere in the Warren Commission where they actually talk about the assassin, another person, how he escaped from the building. It's in the Warren Commission. It's 26 volumes. The gentleman that was shot in the face by the fragment that Alex interviewed the other day talked about that. So, yeah, I mean, people do know these things, but I just, you know, it kind of frustrates me sometimes when things get focused on it, just allow them, you know, I think, you know, the Dallas mayor kind of looks at this as like a Super Bowl news event, and And, yeah, it comes out as tyranny, but he's like, well, you know, I got to control this because here I am on the stage. I'm the controller of this event, and I don't want to be embarrassed. Whereas the people that actually committed it, I think they kind of get off on people talking about it because then they can use that, like you said, weaponized term conspiracy theorist, and there's so many out there. And one other quick thing I want to mention, another book that's very interesting and factual is Dr. Mary's Monkey, about the brilliant young teenage scientist who they attempted to assassinate, who worked on putting cancer and viruses under the guise of killing Fidel Castro. And they actually used Lee Harvey Oswald to pretend to be her boyfriend when she was very young in New Orleans. And that's all true, and that's hardly ever discussed. So.
Yeah, I believe Darren McBreen covered that book, Dr. Mary's Monkey.
Yeah.
Like you said, there's a lot of information, and I do agree that sometimes you should expand beyond just, you know, can this guy make this shot from this angle? But, you know, you don't want to discredit anything without, you know, really looking into it. But I do agree with what you said there, caller.
One of the things that Jim Garrison pointed out when he had that, when he defended his investigation, one of the things, that reasons he was doing the investigation, was he said that they interrogated Lee Harvey Oswald for 12 hours, and yet there was no record of any of the interrogation. Really? I mean, that stinks.
Yeah, no video,
okay?
no tape, no nothing.
Exactly. That is not credible. You know that something is being covered up. That once, if you understand things like that, and he also mentioned the fact that they had so many fires on documents. They even went to the absurd extreme of saying that one of the documents caught fire and burned up when they were faxing it. You know, I mean, they accidentally set fire to all these different papers. They had classified documents, which at the time you could say, okay, well, maybe there was, maybe we should let these things remain secret. But the CIA had all these classified documents about their interactions with Lee Harvey Oswald. Now, they could have at least put out a redacted version of that. But here we are 50 years later, and we're still not allowed to see those documents. That's the kind of thing that stinks, basically. Mm-hmm. We know that there's something here that is, they're not being honest with us, they're not being transparent to us, and we see them, again, as we mentioned before, they lie openly about all the current events that are happening in Benghazi and elsewhere with the SEAL Team 6, with the Boston bombing. We've caught them in so many, Fast and Furious. I mean, we can't think of all the different ways that they've lied to us in a short amount of time because we couldn't make an exhaustive list. It's so many times that they're just outright lying to us about the Obamacare situation, for example. That is one where the credibility of the administration, or as I like to call them, the regime, is just in free fall over that.
And they'll realize that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We got time for one more call here. Mike in Alabama. Mike?
Hey, guys. Watching something on the History Channel, I believe it was the other day, and it was the life of Vladimir Lenin. And it relates to what I run into a lot, which I'll tell family members or friends, the government's deliberately making the situation worse and worse in this country, and they'll dismiss it and say, oh, well, that doesn't make sense. The government wouldn't do that. Why would they do that? What advantage would it be for them to do that? And one of Lenin's axioms, when one of the things were getting really bad there in Russia, and he had the power at that time to alleviate some of the suffering and everything with people literally starving to death and things like that. And he would tell them, just the worse things get, the better things get for us, for advancing our agenda.
That's right. They thrive off of that. It makes people dependent on them. Thank you so much, Mike. We're about out of time. And before we leave, I want to tell people one more time where they can meet Alex in Dallas, and they can get information about what's going to be happening later tonight. They can get information about what's going to be going on tomorrow. Jakar, you got that information?
If you go to Infowars.com, and the headline is JFK 50th Anniversary Fight for Free Speech. And you can go down and you can see the event that happened yesterday, but also the events for today. And today, Thursday at 4 p.m. at Ferris Plaza, that's 400 South Houston Street. That's 400 South Houston Street, Ferris Plaza Park, today at 4 p.m. You can meet Alex and the rest of the crew. And also tomorrow, it's going to start at 11 a.m. And this is going to be at Belo Garden. That's 1014 Main Street, 11 a.m. tomorrow, Belo Garden, 1014 Main Street.
So only about an hour and 40 minutes, they're going to have that meeting at Ferris Park. And also remember, if you're in the Dallas area, Alex is broadcasting on FM 104.1. use that as a distributed megaphone. He's got a loop of about 10 minutes where he's telling people about it, but he's going live on there all the time. They're doing live reports and breaking in there. So there's a tape loop that's running that's about 10 minutes long, and then live reports. Use that as your own personal megaphone. Play it out of your car. Play it out of a boombox. Get the information out there and show up to defend your rights. We'll be back tomorrow.
Ustream, don't forget that. And also Infowars.com/show, PrisonPlanet.tv.
For 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'm here in the studio at Austin, but Alex Jones is on the street in Dallas. He's on his way to confront the controlled press cabal, the official press. They've got a large contingency there. This is the day before the 50th anniversary of the JFK assassination, but it's a very controlled situation. And control speech is not free speech. Now here's Alex Jones in Dallas, live on the streets.
That's right. They've got Dealey Plaza locked down. The word is starting tonight, they're going to block it down many streets. That's in the Dallas Morning News official announcements. But that's not happened yet. Even some of the prostitute media, the establishment media, has had to admit that they are censoring people. But the mayor says that's how they keep it classy. They'll decide who is allowed to be on the air. They will decide who can hand out flyers. They will decide who can go into the events. They will decide who has free speech and who doesn't. Because, well, after all, they're the bosses. They're the establishment, and they are in charge. But again, we're here with the crew. We're on 104.1 right now. Just a great marvel of modern technology, doing more real reporting on what's actually happening at this 50th anniversary. International media is here, just hundreds of outlets, and there will be no discussion by them, of course, unless we go educate them, that this is all literally a projection. This is all literally a staged event here so that they can project the illusion that everyone buys in to the official story. And you sit here with all this fascist iconography all over the walls here in downtown Dallas. You think about how 50 years ago, tomorrow, they blew John F. Kennedy's head off here. And now, right over the hill by the train yard, just hundreds of media outlets, more than 50 trucks. That's conservative. We're going to go show you some video of that live here in a minute if you're watching on Infowars.com/show. For radio listeners, I'll describe it all to you. And we're about to go to break here in a few minutes. This is a short segment. Then I'll cross over when we get back, and I will go over and talk to the police. Let's just all wait right here, guys, and then broadcast here, giving a shot across at Dealey Plaza. And then we will walk across, and I would figure by the time we come back in the next segment, the police will be over here. Dude, you're good over here. Come on back over here with me, brother. But again, they've already cordoned it off so they can bring in all their handpicked people to put out their official story. And the police have been trained well that anyone that looks like an American, anyone that talks about freedom, is basically the enemy. Anyone who is not ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, CNN, anybody that doesn't have an anti-liberty agenda is evil and is bad. And they've just got tons of undercover military and undercover police here strutting around with satisfied looks in their eyes, staring at us like we're the enemy. The rank-and-file police have been pretty nice, but there's just all sorts of plainclothes guys walking around literally in their hipster outfits. Like Keystone cops coming over and listening to us and then thinking they've gotten intel and running off. They come and stand here and they go, we're going to have airplanes in the sky. We're on 104.1. They're like, we have intel. We have intel. They always act like we're hiding something. I mean, we're like right out in the open about all this just dominating with alternative real media against their dinosaur kleptocrat media. And it is just ultimately, totally and completely ridiculous what's going on. And the entire attitude of the establishment is fear of the people. And that's because at the top, the globalists have robbed everyone seven ways to Sunday. They've got mounted police coming down this way in a few minutes in their Marine Corps drill sergeant hats. But they're not drilling young men to go off and fight. They're just drilling the public to be good little slaves. But this is historic. We're standing up to point out that their attempt to squash free speech will not be put up with. And we will go over and talk to the police and then the media in the next long segment. But let's get Anthony Gucciardi's take. We've got a minute or two before we go to break on what you've seen so far.
Well, what's amazing to me is last night they actually came up and said, hey, everyone that's holding a sign right now next to the street, not even near the street, is a criminal.
Yeah, this on video.
Yeah, it's already up. It's on InfoWars right now, my video, and then you confronted them. But I initially confronted her and said, so everyone here is a criminal. She said, well, yeah, we could arrest everyone here and fine you $500. And it's a city ordinance. I said, what about the First Amendment? She said, well, I don't want to talk about that.
Why don't they just pass a city ordinance to take our kids? Well, I guess they do.
Yeah, exactly. It can just be a city ordinance or a federal law that trumps the Constitution, and the First Amendment doesn't exist anymore. So technically, right now, Darren is holding a sign, by the way. He should be arrested because he's a thought criminal.
And show the thought crime.
Anyone holding a sign near a road in Dallas, which is the entire city, is a criminal, literally, for holding a sign. Actually, they said also trying to hand things out to people is even worse. That's even a higher-level crime. So even trying to
communicate. So communicating with a fellow slave, you're meant to go work in a slave deal until the robots get produced or replace us, watch TV, be programmed all day, die of all the soft kill, roll over and die. And maybe have some kids for them in case they want some kid slaves to send to Saudi Arabia or Thailand. We'll be right back with David Knight in Austin, Texas. I'm Alex Jones reporting to defend the Republic from the criminals that have seized it, to defend the First Amendment, and show up the corporate whore sellout.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'm live here in the studio in Austin, but Alex is on the front lines of the information war, literally, in Dallas, about to get to where the police and the controlled press are. So here's Alex, right there on the street in Dallas.
That's right. We're here. They've got undercover police coming in, and they've got more police pulling up and getting out right now because they're not sure if we're good, trusted, lapdog Decepticon media, or we may be American resistors who don't want to be total slaves. We may be runaway slaves. We may be the enemy. We may be trying to reignite the Constitution and Bill of Rights. We are here, ladies and gentlemen. You've got literally, now that I'm here on the ground, it's got to be thousands of media. I mean, they're just surrounding in tents and parking lots. It's just everywhere. And they've got all these big American flags. They're putting up these big stages to try to project the official the official story. It is absolutely insane to be down here. And now we're going to talk to this officer right here before we walk on down the road. Hi, how you doing, officer? Hi, how you doing? Can you talk to us for a second, please? Oh, you're working. What? Am I not important enough to talk to? So, as you can see, the Praetorian Guard, we're just lowly taxpayers, ladies and gentlemen. We're like, hi, officer, how you doing? And he looked at me, and with an imperious look of trying to project dominance and power, bugged his eyes out a little bit that a slave scum American would dare even try to look in his direction. And, of course, he's armed as well. Most governments are trying to disarm the public, so they'll have the monopoly of armaments against us. So I was very friendly, very nice. And what I wanted to bring up to him was this, is that, here, let me see that, Leanne. Walk over here, Leanne, and show folks this. See this? The reason we're here, I wanted to talk to you, is we were told you can't have signs anywhere in the city here in North Korea. I meant Tiananmen Square, China, Beijing. And it says, the establishment killed me 50 years ago. Now they're killing free speech. The people are fighting back. That's on the front. And on the back, you might want to tune into it, officer. It's a new station I've heard locally here. It's a 104.1 FM. The people are fighting back. So we're just here, ladies and gentlemen, on the edge of Dealey Plaza, and they're setting up the big theater with the prostitute media here. Let's go down here and see if somebody else will talk to us. Again, it is a very, very nice day out here, very foggy, keeping our aircraft, the barnstormers we had, from being able to come in right now with the banners for JFK Truth. And we're just here walking around talking to folks with our signs and our free speech. And again, last night everything went well at the Federal Reserve. Hey, brother. Everything went well at that. Everything was great until more of the riot police showed up. And then they basically told us it was illegal to have signs or to be handing out flyers anywhere in Dallas, 75 feet from basically any street, because the government and the state are God. But here we are. Our reporters came in here yesterday and were run off. You guys stand beside me with a thought crime. And here we are. We have walked directly into the Wizard of Oz's main theater gallery. And we look enough like mainstream media that we're camouflaged right now, even though we're not camouflaged, that they have not piranha'd yet. They have not piranha'd yet. But we're not festooned with anything. And then you've got the workers here that are working for the establishment taping us. They're the real media. Those guys with their cameras are more important than these known certified globalist prostitutes. And so, again, we asked the police officer to talk to us. No one is talking to us. Hi, we're from InfoWars, InfoWars.com. Hi. Hi, everyone. We're looking for the police or anybody else that would like to speak to us. And, well, there's the stage, ladies and gentlemen. There you can see it. I guess that's the chairs they've got stacked up, the select people that agree with the official story. And this guy's saying he needs to fix it. Hi, we're here. We tried to talk to the policeman. He just let us in. We're just here to talk to everybody. Hi, how's it going? We're the real media. We're not the prostitute media or the state-run media. We have bigger audiences than you guys, too, as well. So that kind of makes it. But we're not. Well, I guess we are fancier, too, as well, nowadays. But, again, ladies and gentlemen, we're transmitting, broadcasting worldwide to 3 million people here, and then, of course, there'll be millions after this. We're just looking for someone to speak to us. We just asked to speak to the police or whatever. There you've got the big cameras that are going to broadcast the world the official story that one guy did all this, and that Easter bunnies are real, and that Santa Claus is real. And it is, because, look, they're all here. And only if you believe that Santa Claus is real and that one guy killed Kennedy are you allowed to be here. And look, they've papered over where they blasted Kennedy. They got the street all nice for the billions to tune in worldwide and see what's going on. And we're just here broadcasting live to the world. You know, it's funny, when our reporters are here and have their cameras off, they threaten us and stuff. But, you know, now we're just here trying to cover what's happening. And again, they're going to try to shut even more of this down as things unfold. So, again, we're just here getting a tour. I guess they know we're broadcasting live. And I see folks freaking out saying, stop him, stop him. But you know, we're just here. We asked the cop. He said, we're going in. On record, and he wouldn't talk to us. He just bugged his eyes out at us. So we're just here waiting to talk to whoever. So this is where no one's allowed to be, and they're going to cordon it off even more so that they can tell everybody. Everyone knows Oswald acted alone. Everyone knows Jack Ruby acted alone. Everyone knows Obamacare is free. Everyone knows the government doesn't lie to you. Why? It's The Running Man, the number one television show in the whole wide world. And Mad Dog Ben Richards, ready to go for broke in The Running Man. So we're here. I don't know if they've got big Texas and American flags being hoisted up. Here, let's go back the way we came. Well, no one talked to us. Nobody came to speak to us. Yeah? Everyone is walking away actively. Well, good. We done nothing wrong in America. I mean, we entered Tiananmen Square. What are they going to do to us? Hey, how's it going, brothers? Fellow thought criminals. We just thought we might, you know, give a little representation to folks that don't buy the official story. You want to shake hands? Or maybe, well, I guess the Soviets will come after you if you shake hands with conspiracy people that don't believe known liars. What about a little hip hip hooray for McAdoo? Look at that. Nice lady over there fighting tyranny. A hip hip hooray for Gucciardi. Hip hip hooray for Bown and Jacobson and McBreen. And, oh, hey, how you doing, sir? Good, good. Hi, Alex Jones.
I'm George from Canada.
Hey, fantastic. So what are you doing here today?
Well, I'm here for the ceremony tomorrow.
Oh, fantastic.
I've driven down from Montreal. I've driven approximately 2,000 miles to be here.
What do you think of the Secretary of State, John Kerry, saying he doesn't believe Oswald acted alone?
Well, I'm not getting into this. I'm here for the history. And
So how he really got killed isn't history.
Well, it is history, but I don't come up with opinions.
Did they tell you you couldn't have an opinion to come here?
No, it's because I love the States. And
Let me ask you a question. You seen that movie, They Live? The movie They Live.
No, I haven't seen it.
I think you might be the actual star of that movie when they're in, like, the subterranean area and the guy's giving the speech.
Okay. I should be the guy?
Hey, just say something. Say, I got one that can see and point right there at the camera.
I got one that can see. How's that?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. All too easy. Impressive. Most impressive. I see you've constructed a new lightsaber. Indeed, you are powerful. Anyways, that was fun, huh? Now I'm going to go into Optimus Prime. Quotes. Autobots transform and roll out. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here. I want to get McAdoo's take, McBreen's take. I want to get everybody's take here briefly when we exit. Well, I mean, we came, we saw, we conquered. You guys want to walk down maybe to the bleachers? Maybe check that out? McAdoo, quit being afraid. We've done nothing. We're Americans, but if we act afraid of everything, then they're going to bring in the Soviet tyranny. We have to exercise these muscles or they atrophy. You're a sports enthusiast. You know these things. Come on, sports fans. I mean, we're here. It's okay. See, they're all living in total fear. And the guy in the tuxedo, literally, I think, may be from the planet Pop-Tart. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't seen They Live and Rowdy Piper, you don't know what I'm talking about. Roddy Piper is a listener, by the way, and so are a lot of other great people. And there was so many great folks out there last night. I don't like doing rallies and events, though, because it's so humbling to see these families with their kids with the light of liberty in their eyes looking up to me. And I know that even though I'm a good guy at heart, I'm kind of a little bit goblinish. And, you know, it's just at the same time, it's the opposite of getting on a power trip. But what I do get is energized when we have these type of victories. So here we are retaking the Dealey Plaza, where they're going to have their little event. Let's go now, walk around, and go over to that area, where it looks like they put up barricades. Only media and police are over there. They've also blocked that off. Let's see if we can waddle on over there. But first, McAdoo, come on over here. As General Jack T. Ripper would say, get away from there and feed me that belt.
How is that helping you? That you there, me with the gun, and me there feeding you? Anyways, that's a Dr. Strangelove quote. Have you seen that movie?
Have not.
You know, that movie was made about coup d'etats of the military-industrial complex about a year after Kennedy was killed. And they were going to have Slim Pickens say, shoot, a guy can have a pretty good time in Dallas with all that when he's up in the B-52. But instead they changed it to Vegas because it was right after the Kennedy assassination. McAdoo, you've been in InfoWars about 8-9 months. And now you've been to England, you've been here, you've been all over the place, Kansas City, with Josh doing a great report up there on the attacks on free speech where they wouldn't let people rally against Obamacare on the sidewalk, and we're like, choke people until we came back. Then they backed off, and the legislature told the state police to stop. Another example of standing up. Well, there, you got a comment from McAdoo. No, seriously. Leanne McAdoo. When we pulled up in the truck last night, people were saying, where is McAdoo? Where is McAdoo? So they want to know where McBreen is, too. So the silent reporter. Anyways, here is McAdoo. McAdoo, give us your take.
Well, I can't believe I'm committing a thought crime just by standing here with this sign, and I see a lot of people that are driving by tuning in to 104.1 as they're curious, what are they doing? What are they committing thought crime? I don't mean to be so frightened that we've busted through the barricades, but I like my natural teeth. I don't want them to get kicked in by the police here just for exercising my First Amendment.
Did you see me nicely ask the cop, and he just looked at me with pure hate?
Oh, yeah. They know about you. They know that Jones is in town. That's like the top story on the news right now. We have infiltrated Tiananmen Square.
But keep telling folks your take on this.
Well, it's very exciting. I can't believe that this whole hoopla is here and nobody even wants to say the word assassination. It's just a thought crime to even think that that is what everyone is here for and they want to remember his legacy. But it was his legacy and his character and his story that is what got him killed in the first place. Also, as I was researching on the way to come here, it turns out that weaponizing the words conspiracy theory by the government really started to try and weaponize that word conspiracy theory and turn that into like a terrorist thing because of the JFK assassination, because it was just this huge light bulb across the globe that lit everyone up, and it had the power to turn the government, to turn it sour, and to cause everyone to say, wait a minute, did they assassinate him? What's going on over there in America? And they were like, we need to shut that down.
What about the term conspiracy theorist, how it is the new heretic? You don't have to debate it. Just like now, TSA, if you don't like them groping you, they go, don't be a conspiracy theorist. Like if you like strawberry ice cream and they want to sell you vanilla, they go, no, eat the vanilla conspiracy theorist. It's like the new thing calling you racist or whatever. But it's a flip. It's like racism against thinkers and people that are informed. It's like, oh, you don't buy into the official story. You're a thought criminal. That's what it is. Conspiracy theorist means thought criminal.
Right. And the thing is that we're not the minority. The conspiracy theorists are not the minority. So people need to stop being scared to question the official narrative or saying, wait a minute, what's so wrong with questioning the official story? I mean, people have been, you know, put to death on death row and then turns out later that DNA exonerated them. I mean, people make mistakes. So what's the big deal with going in and checking the facts? And
no, you never question government. They never lie. It's bizarre to not believe known liars. It's bizarre. 100 million signed up for Obamacare. It cut the cost in half. It's cheaper than a phone bill. Liar! Don't you ever question them. Let me tell you, there's a lot of racists out there, like Oprah said, too. You heard her. She said, if you question Obama and say he's a liar, you need to die. So, and again, she's totally in the know, totally smart, hangs out at the very top of the New World Order, folks. This lady is a monster. But she plays all these parts where she's the savior and they care about everybody. They want everybody hating each other. They want everybody divided. It's bottom line manipulation, ladies and gentlemen. All right, McAdoo, anything else you want to say? Because we're going to talk to Darren McBreen.
Let's go commit some thought crime.
Yeah, thought crime. All right, my fellow thought criminal, come on in here. Darren McBrain, reporter for InfoWars Nightly News and our star graphics man.
Well, the thing that amazes me is they're telling us that we're not allowed to film here. We're not allowed to hold up signs.
That's in the newspaper.
That's right. We cannot hang up banners unless there's some predetermined, pre-approved areas, wherever the hell that is, that you're allowed to hang up signs. Definitely not in Daley Plaza, which is about to go in total lockdown right now. So if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, by all means, please join us. Let's take back our First Amendment. You know, 50 years ago, they silenced JFK, but they're not going to silence us tomorrow during the 50th anniversary. It's time to retake our First Amendment.
That is incredibly anti-American to talk about freedom. Do you want to apologize for your racism?
I'll think about it.
Seriously, I want you to get on your knees right now and apologize.
Can't do it, man.
What do you think so far of last night where they were saying when they came back and wanted to arrest me?
That was amazing because I was the getaway driver. And so I basically dropped you off, and then I come back. We get in the truck and drive off, and then all hell broke loose. I mean, I guess we missed them by that much. Because the cops showed up, 5 minutes later?
And they got mad because I rebuked them. I was like, you're going to arrest us or give us tickets? $500 tickets? And then she goes, with this fake cheerleader face, and it made me just blow up. And I could have handled it better, but maybe I should have handled it that way because I was happy. Hey, cops, have a good night. I'm leaving. All of a sudden, hold on. More police are here. we could arrest you, and we're going to, people are coming, a larger group are coming to give you tickets. They already had the riot police coming. And then they never came, so we left. It was like, you know, 9:15, the thing was over. Then they showed up right after, where's Alex Jones? And then we're, like, seen and heard by Dew and others going, we can't let him stand up to us like that. If one ant stands up, they might all stand up. I mean, it was literally, Dew, get over here, Dew. I know Dew's videotaping right now, doing a great job. Rob, Dew, you give us your take on what you've seen, and then we'll get Gucciardi's take. Anybody else wants to talk here? Go ahead.
Okay, so as we were leaving, there was a group of four of us leaving. We see a bunch of cops coming the other direction towards the Federal Reserve. And then a fan stopped and said, hey, I was just listening to their conversation. They were saying, we can't let them stand up like this. We have to go after them. We have to show them that we're in charge. So it was that type of mentality that they were broadcasting out. And he was eavesdropping on their conversation. I went over and asked him a question. I said, hey, are you guys planning on stifling the free speech? Totally ignored me. They continued their little chit-chat. And then they all walked across the street. We got video of several cops that had lots of plastic, the plastic handcuffs, like, you know, maybe 20.
You told me, too, last night when you were fresh, you said you heard them say, yeah, we can't let them do that.
Right. Well, then when we got across the street, they were asking for you. And they go, where's the guy that was here earlier that was talking? And some guy gets on, you mean Alex Jones? They're like, yeah, yeah. And he goes, he's gone. He left. And so then they kind of chit-chatted a little more, well, he's not here. We can't get him now. And then they just took off back across the street. So that was their whole plan, was to come after and get you.
We think they may have split up. They may be on levels 5 and 6 now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back with Anthony Gucciardi and more. I'm going to go over and find the prostitute media if they don't run screaming in fear like vampires at high noon. Infowars.com. All the video feeds are up there right now. Stay with us.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Welcome back back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'm live here in the studio, and Alex is in Dallas fighting for our First Amendment rights. Now, you know, we've seen several recent political conventions that they take demonstrators and they cage them in free speech zones. And just earlier this year, we see that Dianne Feinstein wants to have a definition of who the official press is. And everybody else can just shut up. That's essentially what they're doing in Dallas. Isn't that what you're saying there, Alex?
You're absolutely right, David Knight. I'm here again in front of Dealey Plaza right now. We're going to go around to the grassy knoll where we only saw prostitute media over there. But they're, I guess, not even allowed into the area where they're putting up the Orwellian theater, their Orwellian stage. So they were all jealously hopping up and down across the street on the grassy knoll, literally saying, why are they allowed in? Why can they get video of it? And again, there's no laws. There's no nothing here. It's just all at the mayor's discretion. Like he literally, I guess the street's closed. Like he's literally God or something. And it just shows the bizarreness of it. So that's why we're here exercising the First Amendment in defiance of tyranny. Right now, we're here. Wasn't going to be here. Everybody knows the government killed Kennedy or criminal elements of it. But we're now here to exercise the First Amendment and to engage in thought crime. We're handing out 30,000 flyers. We've got signs. And we're going to defend the First Amendment and keep this country free. This is not North Korea, at least not yet. They're sure trying hard, though. It's like North Korea with football teams, like kind of an insane asylum type situation. But the pilots were right. There's all the fog and the bad ceiling. But if it blows out soon, those aircraft are going to be launching. Dude, have you called about that? Because, man, I tell you, if it wouldn't have been for the weather, that would have been the absolute stroke of genius. They have like 5-6 airplanes at once circling KFK Truth, Infowars.com. But I almost was going to try to get a blimp. You can get blimps for not too much, the smaller ones that have like signs on the side. But again, there's too much wind to engage in the old blimp activity. So we're down here. And again, we're just all in for the First Amendment. Folks know I was involved with the Ron Paul Air Force with Ted Anderson getting hundreds of flights up with aircraft in key battleground states. And, of course, the Ron Paul blimp, I was heavily involved in that with our great listeners. And please don't forget, this is all paid for by you buying the high-quality products at InfoWarsLife.com by getting the ProPure 20% off promo code WATER20. This is a war. This is an info war, and we're down here in the face of it, enjoying fighting tyranny, by the way. I don't need to be patted on the back, but I do need fuel, major fuel in the info war. That is definitely what we need. And so we are walking across the street live here towards Houston Street. And there is the school book building, the supposed window where he shot down through all these trees and hit him. And again, also Santa Claus was up there helping him. And that's true because the official story is they say Santa Claus was helping Lee Harvey Oswald. And if you believe that, again, I got a bridge I want to sell you on the moon. We're going to go across as soon as this, happens, we're going to go across. And they got heavy traffic in here. They got crosswalker folks in here. And I can't figure out exactly what's going on, but we're going to go to break here in a minute, come back, and have continual coverage. And then, of course, we have Ustreams for backup security. But I tell you, the word has definitely gone to the police. I knew last night when they were coming to arrest me that I had to get out a video, they might try to arrest me, but they seem to have backed off for now, and that's certainly a good thing. Sir, I'm good. Thank you very much. Sir, what do you think about them saying that only people that agree with the official story can be inside there for the memorial tomorrow?
Oh, I think it's ludicrous. Everybody should have an opportunity to. This is the 50th anniversary. Everyone ought to have an opportunity to be as close as possible.
But the 80 to 90% that don't believe the official story, they're conspiracy theorists. They're bad people. If you just call them that name, then that discredits them. You don't have to have any information. You just say that, and then they're bad.
Right.
I find myself proud to be a heretic just like this man. We don't believe a damn word of the official story. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.